Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host Shraddha Sharma, and let's look at the top updates around a COVID-19 vaccine. UN approves AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. Yes, that's right. The World Health Organization has now granted this authorization, and basically UN agencies partners under the COVAX initiative will ship millions of doses to countries worldwide as part of the UN-backed program. And you know, AstraZeneca vaccines are being made by Serum Institute of India and South Korea's AstraZeneca SK Bio. South Africa has asked Serum Institute to take back 1 million vaccine doses, reportedly. So 1 million doses landed in South Africa only last week, and other 500,000 were due to arrive in the coming weeks. And so basically, the decision is taken after the small clinical trial conducted in the country showed that it offers only limited protection against a mild to moderate illness. And, so there are other variants also. And it appeared that it only offered limited protection in this case against the South African variant. This is based on the early data. With that, let's move on to the top updates from India. Over 85 lakh have been vaccinated in India, includes Punjab and Tamil Nadu, that reported less than 40% coverage. So basically, healthcare workers and the frontline workers vaccinated against the COVID-19 vaccine, against the COVID-19 infection in the country has surpassed this number, but who have also completed 28 days after the first jab and now will be given the second dose as well. So the DCGI has given a window of 4 weeks to 6 weeks for the second dose. And also, let's talk about the other vaccine candidates in pipeline. Dr. Harshvardhan has said there are around 18 to 19 coronavirus vaccine candidates in different clinical trials and may be available in the coming months. Also, with that, Maharashtra has said that the situation is alarming and CM Thackeray will hold a meeting tomorrow. Basically, there are concerns of reporting over 4,000 cases, highest single day tally in more than a month. And Maharashtra has saw the daily count fall previously, but it remained above 3,000 for 6 straight days. And the government has now termed the situation as alarming and has warned of harsh decisions looking at the recent spike. Also, another lockdown in Mumbai is likely if people continue to not follow the COVID-19 rules, is what BMC Mayor Kishori Pandekar has said. So basically, Mayor said, people must take precautions, else we'll head towards another lockdown. Whether lockdown will be implemented again is in the hands of the people, is what we know. So she has basically been quoted saying this. And twist in COVID-19, insurers have been crying foul over high treatment cost and no adherence to standard rates. Money Control's M. Saraswati gives details on this, that guarantors are now worried about the price of high claims, which will impact balance sheets in FY21. And customers will have to bear the brunt of rising health costs in the form of increased premiums, is what Saraswati writes. So you can go to the Money Control website and app to get more details on this. With that, let's move on to the top updates from the world. Dr. Anthony Fauci has won $1 million Israeli Dan David Prize in order. This is in place because of defending science and advocating COVID-19 vaccine. So AP reports that the Israel-based Dan David Foundation named President Joe Biden chief medical advisor as the winner of one of the three prizes. He said he earned the recognition over a lifetime of leadership on HIV research and AIDS relief, as well as his advocacy for the vaccines against COVID-19. Malaysia will begin COVID-19 vaccination campaign on February 26th. So the first batch of Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine will be delivered in Malaysia on February 21st, is what reports suggest. And with that, South Korea has also reached a deal to buy more COVID-19 vaccines for 23 million people, and it has arranged to buy these vaccines, is what Prime Minister has said. And it is basically a day after authorities decided to scale back initial vaccination plans because of delays and efficacy concerns. Palestinians have accused Israel of preventing COVID-19 vaccine transfer to Gaza. So the Palestinian Authority accused Israel of holding up the delivery of COVID-19 vaccines into Gaza, where Palestinians have yet to receive any doses. So this is a big report. A Palestinian official told Reuters that the PA tried to send 2,000 doses of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine from the occupied West Bank to Gaza. But Israel stopped the shipment at a West Bank checkpoint and, quote, informed the Palestinians there was no approval to continue to Gaza, unquote. Hong Kong to ease coronavirus restrictions from this Thursday. Basically, this will be a gradual loosening of social distancing rules. So beauty salons, theme parks, cinemas and sports facilities would be allowed to resume with certain conditions in place. And two-thirds of Australians definitely want COVID vaccine, while 27% are still unsure. So a poll cited by The Guardian found that 9% will definitely not get the vaccine. And this is the AstraZeneca vaccine that has been approved and also Pfizer that has been rolled out. So now we know only 64% Australians will definitely get a vaccine. Syringe shortage is now hampering COVID-19 vaccination rollout. So there is a lot of requirement around a vaccination drive. There will be glass vials, syringes, and of course there is also a proper disposal system required in place. And now Japan has been facing shortage of one of these medical equipments, that is a syringe. Fears are now growing in Japan because there is a drive in place, and it will begin on Wednesday, and there are millions of doses of Pfizer vaccine that could be wasted due to this shortage of this special syringe that maximizes the number of shots used from each vial. And since we are talking about the vaccination drive, there has been a snow in Athens that has caused delays and cancellations in the vaccination drive. Dutch curfew should be lifted is what court has also ruled. So some of the two international updates here: that the Dutch government will appeal against ruling to scrap curfew. And with that, Singapore has also decided to provide fresh multi-billion-dollar package in order to help businesses which are struggling, and also to fund the vaccination drive as part of the city's annual budget, is what AFP has reported. So with that, we are winding up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. But for all other updates and news, stay tuned to moneycontrol.com app and website. And I will see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in today.